Good morning. My name is Kevin Klingberg. We're going to continue on working with field studies in the discussion that I'd like to have with you. I'd like to acknowledge my co-investigator, a good friend of mine and colleague, Kurt Weisenbeck. He's a certified professional agronomist. I work with the University of Wisconsin within a statewide program called the Discovery Farms Program. And through the last couple of years, the State Soybean Society Association, as well as farmers and crop consultants, have asked us to evaluate the soil disturbance and the crop residue left behind with vertical tillage implements. Farmers in our neighborhood are starting to use a lot more of these implements, and they cut up residue as well as do a little bit of tillage. The vertical tillage implements don't do a lot of soil inversion, and the main component that does the work is a set of gangs with 10-inch spaced blades that basically just impact the soil in a downward motion. There's a couple of inches worth of horizontal impact and a couple of inches of depth that actually gets disturbed, but there really isn't any inversion to speak of. A lot of the producers in Wisconsin, we grow our share of corn and soybeans in rotation. We're also a dairy state where we utilize corn for grain as well as silage on the dairy farms. And a lot of the corn after corn production systems are farmers who have traditionally been utilizing a no-till system have come up to some barriers with all of the residue that's left behind, and so they've really perfected the no-till system through the last couple of years, and now we introduce this slowly decomposable residue, and it's giving them a little bit of headache, and so they really are switching back to a little bit of tillage. They want to try to break up the residue into some pieces that move more easily through their planters. And so we really are seeing, and I've made mention of this, that the crop consultants and the farmers in our neighborhoods really are wanting to see a little bit more of this kind of tillage, specifically because of the residue, and some farmers we're finding really are beginning to consider replacing their traditional no-till cropping system with something that involves one of these vertical tillage implements, a one-pass vertical till followed by planting. We're starting to see some interest in that, and the farmers who are doing that type of a switch, they're feeling that the conservation value or the conservation benefit that's ascribed to that system within the Russell II soil loss model is not really giving them as much conservation value or credit as what they sort of empirically believe is happening out in the field. And so they've asked us to try to help them figure out where do we sit with soil disturbance with these newer types of machines that are starting to be used. The University of Wisconsin Discovery Farms Program teamed up with a local crop consultant, Kurt Weisenbeck, and through just one season, this most recent season, we worked on five Western Wisconsin farms looking at 14 different fields, and we went out and looked at soil disturbance, how deep and how wide the soil disturbance really is happening, and in all cases. We did this measurement after just the very first initial pass. And so no tillage had been done prior, one pass with a shallow vertical tillage implement. And we were out there approximately 1 to 5 days after this tillage pass. All of the farmers that we worked with used their own tillage tools. We didn't coach them as to how fast or how deep to go because we wanted it to just be the way that they're using the machinery. So I've got some pictures of those to follow. But all of these machines, they again, consist of two gangs of forward-facing non-concave blades. They're basically straight blades. Some of them are completely straight. Some of them have a little bit of a ripple to them, and they're offset from the front to the back by 5 inches. And so, as the machine is pulled through the field, we end up with every 5 inches, some type of a tillage impact coming from these machines. We worked with of the five farmers that we worked with. We ended up getting a chance to look at three different machines. This one is the Great Plains Turbo Till, and it has a rolling spike and reel on the back. The next one is a Summer Super Coulter, and it's got the exact same rolling spike and reel on the back from the Great Plains company. This particular farmer chose to not go with the factory attachment and switched it out. And then another Summer Super Coulter, and this time with a rolling chopper as a rear attachment. And so all of these machines have two gangs of the blades and then some version of a rear attachment. As we did our field investigations, we used the line transect method to determine how much residue was left. We utilized the soil tillage intensity rating format within NRCS to decide what parameters to look at and measure as we looked at the fields. We dug trenches after the tillage was done. We dug trenches that were perpendicular to the line of travel so that we could find and measure each of the individual coulter impacts as we were going. And then as a final piece to this study, we picked three representative soils, and we ran them through the Russell II soil loss model with three different tillage systems utilizing a basic dairy farm crop rotation, 2 years of corn, direct seeded alfalfa and grass, and 3 years of productive hay. And so as we move into the results, the results on this study, they varied by field and by farm based on soil type and machine characteristics and operating depth. We all know that as we look at even just three of those pictures of the machines, they're all a little bit different, and each farm operates a little bit different in terms of speed or depth. They all have varying soil types. And so once you start digging your hole and starting to look at the depth of impact for these coulters, it varies by farm and by field type and by the aggressiveness of whatever machine that they're using. What we found is that the deeper operations with the more aggressive machinery on the sandier soil created more soil disturbance and left less surface residue. This table is a table that shows all five of the farms, all 14 of the fields with the different soil types. And I'd like to point out that farm number one, farm two, farm three, four, and five, these are the tillage implements that were used, the basic turbo-till, the Summers Super Coulter with the same attachment as the turbo-till, and then the Summers Super Coulter with that more aggressive chopper on the back. And so the this particular farm up here, the GO farm, they just characteristically chose to operate really a lot more shallow than the rest of the farms. And you can see that they were able to, except for one field that was soybeans that we looked at, they were able to keep remaining residue after one pass right about 90, even higher than 90%. Their depth of tillage was anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches deep, and the zone of impact similar, 1.5 to 2 inches wide. Once you get onto some of the sandier soil, amount of residue remaining drops. And again, another thing to point out is that this more aggressive machine used by the OL farm, he operates it deeper anyways, so that results in just less residue remaining. So, in general, what I'd like to just sort of concentrate on is that if I'm going to be talking to my farmers about how do I use this type of machine in a conservation tillage regime, I would like to say that silt loam soil, if you use a conservative one pass travel through the field, you get every 5 inches within the field, you get 2 inches wide by 2 inches deep zones of tillage. It amounts to being 40% of the field is actually tilled down to the depth of 2 inches, and 60% of the field is virtually untilled. Within the Russell II soil loss database, there is no specific implement that can be used for the vertical till machinery, and so conservation planners need to sort of a la carte build their own series of machines and soil disturbances and impact of depth. It's all sort of you pick what you really believe is happening out in the field. The depths that we saw with this particular study are very consistent with what the Russell II Coulter Caddy implement shows. They typically say that it goes down to 2.5 inches. And that 55% of the soil is disturbed. That's what's right in their database. When you're building this, you need to include the rotary harrow on the back and maybe a rolling basket. And just in comparison, I've got the tandem disc and the field cultivator here on the bottom too. I'm running out of time. One piece that I would like to really emphasized that we found very interesting in this study was that one pass of a shallow vertical tillage tool in a very what we found thought to be remarkable way maintained 80% or more of last year's corn roots intact and still in the soil. And it amounts, in standard population counting, 22 to even 25,000 of these root balls still in place. And it's unclear whether the Russell 2 soil loss model accounts for this in the Coulter caddy operation. I'm going to zoom ahead here. And really, what we ended up learning was that farmers wanted to know this information. This particular presentation is going to be the basis for a fact sheet that's going to be developed. Training modules are going to be offered for crop consultants, farmers, and soil and water conservation professionals. And something like this, an in-field study, is something that they wanted, and they're interested in knowing the results from. Thank you.